Hi, everyone. I'm Sam Jewell. I work at Grafana. And this is about, at Grafana, we're trying to combine observability data with business data, trying to blend them together. We want to answer questions like, how much lost revenue was there due to downtime? What's the latency impact on Black Friday sales? How are customers impacted by that recent incident? So you might have run a service maybe and seen some error logs, and you can imagine you can see that customers are affected. You can see some IDs for customers, but you don't know, are those customers paying you millions or are they just on the free tier and completely inactive? And so you don't know how important this is, whether to focus energy on this, and you need to blend in that revenue data to find out. And that should be easy, right? What you want to do, in theory, you just want to join on a customer's table, and you want to select their names, their revenue. And so surely there's solutions to do this. So you'll look around, you'll find there's solutions, you know, some logs backends can speak SQL, some metrics backends can speak SQL, and there are solutions where you can put everything into a single SQL database. It all speaks SQL, and so you should be able to write a single query and join everything together and get your answer, right? And so your analytics business analysts and your engineers, your SREs, should be able to use this, and you're away, fine, great. In reality, it's not that simple for a few reasons. So your analysts probably are not writing SQL. They might be using Metabase, Superset, Tableau, Looker. They're creating queries using these, and this abstraction layer allows them to query with dimensions and measures, and the tool generates the SQL. And that is a problem for us in two ways. The first is that the things that have the most value, the things they're producing that have the most value are their reports, their dashboards, their queries, and those no longer live particularly close to the SQL database. They live within that tool, within Looker, within Metabase. And that's a problem because now your engineers, your analyst, your SRE can't access those reports and those dashboards, and they can't access the queries that hold the meaning and the value around, like, you know, how a monthly active user or a annual recurring revenue has even been defined. So the other problem is, like, tools like Metabase and Looker and Tableau don't even play nicely with log data and metrics data. It's just such a different shape that you can't make it kind of speak these dimensions and measures. So these guys are upset too, because they can't access the log data and the metric data that they're trying to join in. And exactly the same thing is true from the other side. You'll see that SREs are not writing SQL either. They are using a UI, UX in Datadog, in Grafana, in Kibana, and those tools in turn are not speaking SQL either often. You know, Elastic can speak SQL, but when Kibana speaks to Elastic for log data, it's using this query DSL, because log data and metric data is a different shape, and there's a different, like, you know, access pattern, it's a different domain. And their queries and their reports and their dashboards live within Datadog, within Kibana, within Grafana, where the analysts can't reach it. So we've got these divided worlds, they can't reach each other's queries and results, you know. So at Grafana, we've fixed this, we've taken a new approach. We are connecting to Cube, and I'll jump forwards. And so it means you're no longer having to write SQL. You can write these dimensions and measure queries. And you can click to, you're just clicking on data to filter the whole dashboard, and you keep clicking and filtering. This is what you get by using a semantic layer. And suddenly we're all working side by side in the same tool, in the same single pane of glass. And lo and behold, you've got your logs query, your analytics query, and you join them together with a SQL engine that we've built into Grafana. And a, you know, that simple SQL query at the very end just joins the data together, and you can see your customers. And there you go. We've released that this week for FOSDEM, and we'd love for you to try it out, and I'd love to hear your feedback. So thank you very much.